Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tuesday morning, Shane and Bruce Rowland, Jad Chambers produces Sports Daily on your sports station, KFH. Our thanks to Mike Rooney weighing in on the field of 68. At least 30% of the way through the season. it was a good exercise, and it's the kind of thing that makes for a good, you know, you can spend 20 minutes on it, and it's kind of interesting to kind of think of. It was good to see at least Wichita State's name, even if it was in the first four out, still good to see them mentioned and considered. So I thought that was interesting, and Mike's such a great voice for college baseball, so we appreciate his time. All right, Shane, here's how good, for all of you out there, and I don't know, probably not many of you that didn't check in on this, but here's how good the golf was this weekend. Not so much in terms of execution, although there was good golf played, there was certainly bad golf played, but in terms of entertainment, my wife watched every bit of it. Every single bit of it. From start to finish, enjoyed it immensely. I can say that it's the first time, even though she would watch golf kind of in passing, that she has watched something like that from start to finish. And that's about all you need to know. I think a lot of people found it to be wildly entertaining, intriguing, and I thought it was great theater having these four really giants of their respective games in a very interesting setting, and weather be damned. I thought the fact that the weather sucked so bad actually made it even better because they were out there slogging around like the rest of us trying to get in, around before the really heavy stuff came.
It was the match, Champions for Charity. Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, they raised, what, $20 million by the time they were done?
Yep.
Justin Thomas was the on-course reporter. And to kind of put a bow on this, we'll get some sound from ESPN golf analyst Michael Collins. Very funny guy in his own right. But he wrapped it up. We'll try to get you some sounds on Michael Collins, what he thought to encapsulate this yesterday.
Biggest takeaways from the match? Oh, there's plenty of them. Mother Nature can't ruin a good thing, even though she tried really hard. Tom Brady probably never played in rain gloves before and probably should never even try to do it again. That goes the same for Phil Mickelson, too. But we also learned that the more smack that you talk to Tom Brady on the golf course, the better shot he's going to hit, and he might get so mad he'll split his pants while he's doing it. We also learned that Justin Thomas is going to have a second life in broadcasting as soon as he's done playing and maybe have to do broadcasting even while he's playing out there. We learned that Charles Barkley might need to step away from basketball broadcasting just for a little bit and come do some golf because it's so entertaining. We learned that Tiger Woods can still have fun on a golf course, talk smack, and most importantly, we learned, because Tiger and Peyton won the match part two, that there has to be a match part three.
That may be the biggest takeaway right there.
Damn, this all the above. Good
something
stuff.
Like this will happen again. Michael covered a lot of ground there. But the first part that I'd like to at least acknowledge is Justin Thomas, the announcer, and Charles Barkley, the announcer. it wasn't on par as far as importance of this broadcast compared to the actual golf playing, but it turned out to be pretty close. Michael Collins was right about Justin Thomas, the announcer. He had no real problems critiquing Woods and Mickelson, for lack of a better term, because he's one of their peers. And very good insight as well. It was smooth. So if he wants to do this, he reminded me of, oh man, his name escapes me now. He's a former Ryder Cup guy, and retired from golf at a pretty young age and now is an analyst. And he's really good and so good I've forgotten his name. His name will come to me anyway. But I think Justin Thomas has that in him, and we found that out yesterday.
Oh, I thought he brought a bit of a nice little sense of humor. He gave insight where it was needed. He had good back and forth with both Tiger and Phil, who obviously like him. That went without saying.
Justin Very Leonard. Likeable Justin guy. Leonard is the guy I'm talking about. He reminds Justin me of Justin Leonard.
Sure.
Yeah.
He had great back and forth with Charles Barkley as an Alabama Auburn guy, which was kind of fun. Yeah, I thought that he was one of the high points of the broadcast, and there were many. I thought Charles was wonderfully Charles Barkley. The timing of Charles Barkley getting into Tom Brady on 7. And then Brady hitting the shot of the match at a time when most of us were starting to avert our eyes from Tom Brady. I've never been in a position where I actually felt sorry for Tom Brady ever before. I mean, but it was to the point where I was kind of trying not to watch him hit shots. Then all of a sudden on 7, he gives us a, you know, lightning bolt at a time when Charles is getting into his grill. And from that point on, he was pretty competitive. The match kind of swung a little bit, got back to only up 1 when it was 3 at the turn. And it got a little bit more interesting. So I thought that part was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, the lightning bolt was a 100-yard wedge shot from the fairway after taking a penalty stroke, and he holed it out and split his pants and told Charles Barkley to shut your mouth. So, yeah, that was the kind of the tipping point that got Tom Brady to playing better golf after he got off to a slow start. And Charles Barkley had offered up a $50,000 donation if he could hit a green on a par 3, and he missed. And then Barkley said something like, I should have said if you could hit it on the planet. So he was dishing it out just as well as you would expect Charles Barkley to dish it out. But you talk about two of the guys, and I know this is a different sport, but two of the guys you really want to be careful that you poke the bear and rile up a little bit Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, regardless of sport. And they showed it yesterday.
Yeah, Peyton Manning can play. I mean, he's good. He's a good golfer. Member at Augusta, and he can play, and it was fairly evident that he could play. But I thought his remarks afterwards were, perfectly Peyton Manning, who just gets it, totally gets it. Regardless of the situation he's in, he gets it. And in this situation, I thought his remarks of, getting to go behind the ropes with two guys like Tiger and Lefty and to live in their world. And we're talking about two guys that have won, you know, what, eight between them, 8 Super Bowls and are two of the greatest at their position in the biggest sport on the planet. Probably feeling, and Peyton admitted it, from the time that he woke up till the time that, you know, he finally had his first beer afterwards on the 19th hole, he was nervous the whole time because they weren't in their comfort zone. Even as tremendous performers, they were playing with these two guys that were just, that were so good at what they did. So, I thought that it was really cool along those lines, just really, really good stuff from both of them, who I thought were perfect partners. And they were playing against each other, but I thought Peyton was a great partner for Tiger. I thought Brady, after the very bumpy start, where people weren't even flipping him crap. Now, Charles was, but, I mean, nobody – you know how it is when you get – when you're having fun with someone and then all of a sudden they're really struggling on the course.
Yeah, you just pull your hat down
a little bit.
Yeah, you pull your hat down a little further and you kind of look away.
You're not getting in them because you sense their uneasiness, and Brady was such a competitor that you know the early crap, you know the stuff on the practice tee or wherever, yeah, on the practice tee with Peyton saying, you know, I was trying to figure out who to bring along for you as a caddy. I could bring along Eli or Nick Foles. I mean, that was funny stuff, but as you got further into it, those first six holes. I mean, people were walking on eggshells around Tom Brady. So the best thing for that happened in that match, for that match to get life in it, was Tom Brady doing exactly what he did. So then it was back on. So it was fun.
So the first match was won by Mickelson in Vegas 2 years ago with a $9 million payday. It looked nothing like this when it came to entertainment value, technical glitches, and just two people involved. There wasn't the kind of back and forth like there was, and just nonstop chatter like there was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So right. In that way, it was really a lot better, more fun to watch, easier to watch. And you would think that these two guys, Phil and Tiger, did this. They're not dumb, first of all. With an eye toward the future, wouldn't you think, of these kinds of things? And this is just the match part two. And as Michael Collins alluded to, now we've got to have the match part three. And if we do, what will it look like and how will it grow and how will it get better and how will it evolve? And I'm sure if it's up to these two guys, they'll make it even better again because yesterday was a success.
And there are two guys that are perfectly timed in their careers, their level of respect for one another, and their obvious relationship, which at one time was fairly chilly. Of course, I think Tiger had a lot of chilly relationships with people when he was steamrolling the game. But he and Phil, their relationship has evolved. And they're obviously now pretty good pals, pretty good friends. And so it works. And then, you know, also you've got, 19 majors between them? Is that the number right now? What is Tiger at, 14, something like that?
15, I thought.
15. So they're at 20 major championships. So Phil is actually one of the guys that can go up and play with a Tiger and – even though they're on different levels in terms of legacy and where they are historically, Phil Mickelson is no one to sneeze at. So it works. It works. And I thought that the weather actually worked in their favor, Shane, because you had four dudes that just put their head down and said, the hell with it, we're playing through this squall. And I thought that it actually worked for them, even though it made the golf maybe – maybe it would have been better if the conditions had been better and we might have seen some better golf. I don't think better golf was necessarily what we needed for this to work. What we needed to work was the dynamic between the four people, and that was clearly checkmarked.
And isn't it maybe out of left field to say, but follow the logic here, that if all these guys just hit one pretty good shot after another, that's not exactly exciting TV in this format?
Sure.
You know, because you got – if you do it in a tournament, you got the gallery going crazy where everybody's knocking it stiff. Well, if nobody's there and just these four guys are, you want to see a guy come over the top of one. You want to see a guy chunk one. You want to hear Barkley rag. You know, you want to hear Manning give it to Brady. So this is a – probably not as easy a dynamic as you would have thought initially. But it's like, oh, these four, you know, two great golfers and two great football players are all getting together for this. Won't that be great theater? One excellent shot after another probably wouldn't be, and maybe that's why Tom Brady stumbling out of the gate, you know, made it a little extra saucy.
Well, by the way, 5.8 million people made this the most watched golf event in cable TV history at a peak of 6.3 million viewers. Very similar numbers to The Last Dance, the 10-part series on the Bulls' last championship in 98. And just another really good indication to me of how much people are ready to get sports back and functioning as a normal day-to-day part of our lives. So pretty good stuff. Hobe Sound, Florida. Thank you. We appreciate it. You guys were great hosts over the weekend. So we'll get to the Cindio Twitter question as we continue here in a moment. It's Tuesday edition with Shane and Bruce, Sports Daily on KFH.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.